The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the September 15th, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, General Hospital spoilers. I have to let you in on a little secret by Diane Brunstein. The British is back. On Friday, September the 12th, the episode of General Hospital's spoilers tease that Elizabeth cautions Lucas. Is it about Brit? News of her resurrection continues to stun those who spot the former chief of staff at GH, and not everyone is thrilled to see her back among the living. Luckily for her, a family member comes forward to welcome her back warmly. You see how easy that is, Brit says as she hugs her cousin Nina, directing her words to Dante and Lulu. The spoilers also tease that Dante and Lulu have the task of breaking the big news to others, like Rocco. Professor Dalton continues to be top of mind for Emma. She engages with the subject of her private investigation, and it appears she may finally be making progress. I have to let you in on a little secret, Dalton tells Emma. What does he tell her? Needing answers, Brick is talking with someone unseen. You know how I like to move, like a ghost, Brick says, as he draws his hand across his face for emphasis. Is he talking with his good pal, Sonny? Teasers say that Sonny reveals his plan. But is it to Brick or to Carly, with whom Sonny is also seen speaking? Sonny has a big question for his ex-wife. What kind of business were you having with the commissioner, he asks. Will Carly admit that she made a confession to Anna? Speaking of Anna, she defends herself. Will that be to Jason, who has paid her a visit after returning to town from his adventure in Croatia? Does he confront her about Jocelyn's WSB status, which he just discovered, or is it about something else? And now that you know everything, what are you going to do? Anna is shown asking him. Elsewhere, Jocelyn and Vaughn awaken in bed to a surprise, and both pull their guns on the intruder. Could it simply be Brennan? Their WSB boss wants answers. Chances are he won't be thrilled by what he finds. Share your predictions on what will happen in the comments section. Let us know what you think of GH episode, and be sure to watch the weekly promo if you haven't already. In our next story today, the tune-in alert. Days of Our Lives spoilers. Chanel wants a baby. Raffi tests DNA. And Rachel confesses by Diane Brunstein. Missing You, the action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers preview for the week of September, begins as Maggie and Julie are talking, providing each other with comfort as both miss their late husbands. Time goes so quickly, laments Maggie. Julie concurs as she tells her dear friend, quickly for some, slowly for others. Each can be seen holding pictures of the men they loved, Victor for Maggie, Doug for Julie. Time is running out. Javi, dressed in his uniform, tells Leo the news. Waiting period is over, Leo. Tons of people are going to be competing to adopt the cutest baby on the planet, Javi says as both men look down at the baby, thrilled to have the little bundle of blue in their lives. But Javi is right. There are others in Salem who would like to have little T in their lives. Chanel and Johnny are finally solid again and thinking about the future. Chanel tells her husband, I already have a baby in mind, and Johnny flashes her a smile. Are they going to throw their hat in the ring to adopt Sophia and Tate's baby? Even though they have no idea this is the same baby they almost adopted previously. The truth is catching up. As images of Sophia and Tate are seen, Brady can be heard saying, Do you remember how I told you that that firehouse baby could not have been Sophia's? Brady is on the phone in Horton Town Square, talking with Steve, who is at his detective agency. Suddenly, the scene switches to Raffi, who is getting in on the action. He's Little T's official foster father, even if Leo and Javi have been doing most of the work. Raffi uses the tools he has to collect DNA from the baby before asking, "So, is he right? Could the baby be theirs?" And the damage. Rachel wants the truth about what is happening with her mother, Kristen. She asks Brady, "How long, Daddy?" They are at Horton Town Square, sitting on a bench as Brady answers, Six years, baby. Holly is with Rachel when the young girls tell Holly, "It's my fault my mom's in prison." Finds a way home. There is a knock at the DeMira mansion. Tony opens the door and smiles. "Well, welcome home, Theodore," he says as he brings his nephew Theo in for a hug. Check it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out the Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story today, The Young and Restless Spoilers, Did You Do What I Ask? By Diane Brunstein. Secrets and Lies. Things are heating up in The Young and Restless Spoilers for the week of September the 15th. Mariah meets with Daniel in Chancellor Park. "Did you do what I ask?" Mariah asks him. "Tessa doesn't know that I'm here. I didn't tell her," Daniel says, clearly looking uncomfortable. Daniel has admitted to Tessa that he thinks she is beautiful, even though she is currently married to Mariah. So exactly what is going on between Daniel and Mariah? Desperate times. Meanwhile, Sally is worried sick about what her lover, Billy, is up to with Kane and fears she needs to save Billy from himself. That concern becomes a topic of conversation at the Abbott home, where Sally had a conversation with her boyfriend's sister-in-law, Diane. "Is Billy all right?" Diane asks Billy's significant other. "No, Billy is not all right," Sally confides, declaring, "He's about to make the biggest mistake of his life." Will Sally be able to rally Billy's family around him without causing him to rebel and do exactly what she fears he might? A train wreck. Speaking of Billy, he pays a visit to Kane aboard the train he now calls home. Kane knows exactly what buttons to push to get Billy to do what he wants. "How long have you dreamed about taking down Victor Newman?" prods Kane as he tries to tempt Billy, adding, "Now all you got to do is say yes, and you can let the dismantlement of Newman Enterprises begin." Will Billy really risk losing Sally, and possibly more? To chase the dream, Kane is dangling in front of him. Get a sneak peek at what the drama is coming this week on The Young and Restless, and share your own predictions of what's coming up in the comments section. And don't forget to check out our Spoilers Gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps this week for September the 15th. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, The Bold and Beautiful, You're Evil, by Charles Eads. Things are getting heated in The Bold and Beautiful video preview for the week of September the 15th. Thomas lashes out at Ridge and Brooke. Taylor turns to Eric, and when Katie and Bill reveal what Luna did to Will, Lee sees red and attacks her granddaughter. Will anyone try to stop her? Should anyone try to stop her? A bitter aftertaste. Thomas had warned Brooke not to interfere with his parents' plan to remarry. So he was naturally furious to learn that his father had dumped his mother to go back to his former wife. Thomas has placed the blame for destroying the family squarely on Brooke's shoulders and doesn't want to listen to any of her attempts to explain. When Ridge gets in the middle of the argument, he finds himself under attack as well. Tell me, Dad, Thomas shouts. Tell me what she is lying. Is there anything Ridge can say or do to make his son understand his decision? Meanwhile, Taylor is still reeling from the fact that Ridge just suddenly dropped her like a hot potato to be with his destiny once more. How will she react when she learns that the couple also immediately retied the knot in an impromptu ceremony at the Forrester offices? Do you think Ridge would be better off with Brooke? Taylor asks Eric, upset. Truth bombs dropping everywhere. After learning the shocking truth that not only was Luna alive, but she was the one who got him drunk and slept with him that night while he was too out of it to understand who he was hooking up with. Will immediately ran to share the awful news with his parents, and now Bill and Katie are united to protect their son as they head back to the apartment to confront the not-so-dead psycho. You took advantage of my son, Katie accuses. Luna looks like she's trying to play innocent or dumb or both. What? She gasps in response. However, Lee is decidedly furious to learn what her granddaughter has been up to since she brought her back to life in the hopes of giving her a second chance to redeem herself. After everything I've done, Lee hisses, getting up in Luna's face. Suddenly, she lunges at the young woman and pushes her up against the wall, her hands tightly wrapped around her throat. You're evil, Lee shouts. Evil! Will anyone try to stop her from choking the life out of Luna? Share your predictions and opinions in the comments section. Coming up next week on The Bold and Beautiful, and be sure to check out the Spoilers Photo Gallery for a sneak peek at what's coming up in all of the soaps. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, Beyond the Gate Spoilers, Wakey, Wakey, Teddy Bear by Chris Eads. The Beyond the Gate Spoilers for the week of September the 15th previews a new adventure, a new beginning, and a whole new mess of trouble. Andre has an exciting proposition for Danny. Smitty and Martin feel more like their old selves. Haley uses Thomas to get to Bill, and Nicole and Anita plot against Leslie, even as the schemer lures Ted between the sheets. Uh-oh. Place your bets. Over drinks, Danny is excited to go on a trip with Andre, even though their plans aren't exactly set quite yet. You still haven't told me where we're going, lover boy, she teases as she takes another sip. He quickly writes destinations on two different cocktail napkins and presents them to her. Place A, place B, he offers. Choose. Danny tipsily points at one of the napkins and says, okay, let's go with A. Andre flips it over and enthuses, Vegas, baby. Leaning in with a big grin on her face, Danny says, life goes boom, to which Andre responds, we go boom. Will those two come to regret this getaway? Close, but no cigar. Martin and Smitty have already begun to come back together and even had sex, but their marriage is still not quite back to normal. Just now, it was like old times, Smitty remarks, a hint of sadness in his voice. Like the man I fell in love with, Martin frowns, knowing he still has a long road ahead of him. But it's not enough, is it? He asks. A dangerous game. Frustrated at the idea she might be losing Bill, and to Danny, no less, Haley allowed herself to be persuaded to try to make her husband jealous by coming on to his business associate. I've never seen this side of you before, she tells Thomas as she takes his hand. I like it. This, of course, is the exact moment when Bill comes home and takes in the whole scene. How will he react to his wife's performance? The morning after, Ted has been in dark, dark place lately with his continuing attempts to win back Nicole, failing one after the other. Leslie, never one to let a golden opportunity slip away, happily takes advantage of the situation. Come on over here and help me with this, she whispers seductively, pulling on Ted's tie to lure him into the room as he seems unsure as to what to do. Meanwhile, Nicole and Anita are drinking martinis, toasting to getting one up on Leslie and to knocking down that scheme, Nicole says, as she raises her glass and praying that Leslie hasn't already thought of another idea to screw with us. Unfortunately for Nicole, Leslie has definitely found another way to stick the knife in. She got Ted into bed with her, and wakey, 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 teddy bear, she coos, cozying up to him. For his part, Ted jolts away and seems pretty horrified by who he's lying next to. This is going to set him back quite a ways with Nicole. Check out the whole preview and let us know what you think is coming next on Beyond the Gates. And be sure to check out the Soap Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week. In our next story today, the Tune In Alert, the episode guide for Beyond the Gates, The Bold and Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and Restless for the week of September the 15th. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, Vernon springs into action to thwart an interloper. Derek has a big decision to make concerning his future, and Ava is rocked to see her father in such distress, and June's new job has her doubting herself. Nicole debates her treatment of Ted while he deals with an unwelcome reality check on Tuesday, September the 16th. Tyrell and Samantha clash, which leaves Martin and Smitty to deal with the fallout. Leslie one-ups Dupree's, and Naomi and Jacob help a friend. On Wednesday, September the 17th, Haley hatches a seductive plan to spark some jealousy in Bill. Ashley drops an unexpected bombshell on Andre, and Anita proposes a game-changing idea to help Kat and Chelsea. Thomas has big plans for a romantic evening with Kat on Thursday, September the 18th. And Andre has a mysterious challenge for Danny. And Vanessa is stunned by Joey's offer while Doug has uncovered a way to make the casino kingpin pay for his sins. Nicole learns something deeply disturbing on Friday, September the 19th. Anita and Vernon grow increasingly worried about the state of affairs in their family, and Vanessa spies Bill and Joey with their heads together and demands answers, and Leslie seeks out information regarding her mother. And from the Days of Our Lives, on Monday, September the 15th, the episode of Days, Ari is on the receiving end when Sophia needs to vent, and Sarah sees a different side to Xander at Victoria's birthday party. On Tuesday, September the 16th, Tony takes control at the One Stormy Night press conference, and Alex and Stephanie get into an argument. Steve asks Kayla for a favor on Wednesday, September the 17th, and Marlena tells Brady that he needs to protect Rachel. On Thursday, September the 18th, Anna and Tony's romantic evening is interrupted by Kate, and Chanel seeks out Paulina's help in trying to adopt a baby. Brady contemplates a change in career on Friday, September the 19th, while Xander and Philip receive an offer from Tony. From General Hospital on Monday, September the 15th, Britt and Obrecht have it out. Anna receives new evidence. Carly expresses her hurt. Drew manipulates Martin, and Marco confronts Sidwell. Nina snaps on Tuesday, September the 16th. Molly confides in Elizabeth. Christina encourages Cody. Lucas opens up to Ava, and Emma and Gio get distressing news. Jason delivers somber news on Wednesday, September the 17th. Chase and Dante compare notes. Cody is taken aback. Britt has a scratchy encounter, and Kai makes an alarming realization. On Thursday, September the 18th, Britt swallows her pride. Gio asks Sonny for a favor. Tracy and Jason share a moment of connection. Charlotte confides in Lulu, and Molly keeps a secret. Lulu helps an accident victim on Friday, September the 19th, Jason voices his regrets and Elizabeth delivers bad news to Drew. Donnie issues a plea and Gio comes through for Emma. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday, September the 15th, the episode of Young and Restless, Devin encourages Lily to make a fresh start. Phyllis and Michael call a truce, and Kane shares his new agenda with Amanda. Kyle is forced to take the high road on Tuesday, September the 16th. Adam puts Chelsea in a tough position, and Sally stands her ground with Billy. On Wednesday, September the 17th, Victor multitasks to down his opponents. Kane asks Billy to make amends with Jill, and Jack gives Nikki a warning. Jack turns to Victoria to help on Thursday, September the 18th, and Kane charms Lily, and Mariah confronts Daniel about Tessa. And on Friday, September the 19th, Lauren pulls out all the stops to impress Cricket. Billy suffers a setback, and Kane hosts a meeting of the minds. In our next story today, the flashback. Alan learned his son Jason had been born on General Hospital and other big moments from September the 14th by Mara Levinsky. September 14th was a significant day in soap opera history as Alan Quatermain learned that his son Jason had been born on General Hospital. Ron Moss ended his run as Ridge Forrester on The Bold and Beautiful, and Sasha Calle made her Young and Restless debut as Lola Rosales and more. In 1981, General Hospital's Alan Quatermain learned that his mistress, Susan Moore, had given birth to their son, Jason. The story was later rewritten as Susan giving birth to twins, Jason and Drew, with Drew being given up for adoption. Alan's wife, Monica, was initially resentful of the child, but eventually adopted him and grew to love him deeply. In 2012, Ron Moss ended his 25-year run as Ridge Forrester on The Bold and Beautiful. An original cast member who debuted in March of 1987, the actor told Soap Opera Digest, "It was a decision I didn't take lightly," admitting that diminished screen time and budget issues factored in when he made the decision to leave. Asked what could have kept him on the show, he shared, "Well, me not to take such a significant pay cut and to be more front and center." Bold and Beautiful eventually recast the role of Ridge with his current portrayer, Thorsten Kay. In 2018, Sasha Calle made her Young and Restless debut as Lola Rosales. In her first interview with Soap Opera Digest, she relayed that 2 months after she originally tried out for the show, they called my agency and said, "We want to test her." I was like, "Oh, okay." And they said, "And we want you to read on Wednesday." And I said, "It's Monday." And they said, "Yes." And I was like, "Okay." Calle read opposite Michael Mailer. "It was a beautiful test. I mean, it was so lovely. They wanted to know all about me. They asked me questions about my life, and we laughed a lot. I left and I called my agency and said, it couldn't have gone better, I think. And then 40 minutes later, they called me to say, I got it. I was so happy, and I started crying." The actress aired for the final time in 2021. In 2020, on Days of Our Lives, Ben Weston was in a deep grief over the presumed death of his wife, Sierra. From his hospital bed, he dreamed of reuniting with her. In his reverie, Sierra gave him a gentle caress as he wept, and Ben was overjoyed to lay eyes on his beloved, seemingly in the flesh. Ben told her, "When I saw that car, when I saw it explode, it was the worst pain of my entire life. Without you, I don't want to live." She assured him he didn't have to worry about that. "I cannot believe this. We are together right now," he marveled. "We are going to have the future that we always talked about. I love you," as the dream continued. Sierra informed her excited husband that they were expecting a baby. You're going to be an amazing father, she beamed. Alas, Ben woke up and realized it had all been a dream. In 2022 on General Hospital, the serial killer known as The Hook, who had yet to be revealed to be Heather Weber, attacked Brando Corbin in the alley behind Charlie's Pub. As The Hook was plunged into him, Brando tried in vain to defend himself, falling to his knees. The cloaked assailant made a quick getaway when Christina came into the alley, saw what was going on, and screamed in terror. Sonny ran out and tried to apply pressure to Brando's wound to stem the bleeding. Brando's mom, Gladys, and wife, Sasha, came out from the pub and were mortified by the sight of Brando clinging to life. A sobbing Sasha pleaded with Brando to hold on as the ambulance was summoned. Once Brando was transported to the hospital, TJ and Portia worked valiantly to stabilize him. In our last story today, the latest, the GH alumni Wes Ramsey pays tribute to real-life love Laura Wright, The Light of My Life by Chris Eads. On September the 11th, General Hospital star Laura Wright celebrated her birthday, and in her Instagram stories, the actress shared some snapshots of the multiple floral bouquets she received to celebrate the occasion. "So, so grateful," she captioned one image. "Thank you all so much for the amazing and beautiful and kind birthday wishes." She also shared a selfie alongside beau Wes Ramsey at the movie theater where they took in a screening of the newly released film Downton Abbey, the grand finale. Ramsey took to his own Instagram to share some special words penned just for his lady love on her special day. "Happy birthday to the light of my life, the twinkle in my step, and the best friend I could ever ask for," he wrote. "I wish you knew just how much you inspire us all, my darling. Thank you for sharing your special spirit with the world, and thank you for the beautiful life we share together. I love you, Laura." Over on her Instagram, Wright marked the occasion by sharing a carousel of selfies and pictures from a recent fan event she did with GH daughter Eden McCoy. 54, she captioned her post, "So happy, so terrified, so excited, so scared, so grateful, so anxious, so content, so incredibly human, and I love it all. Okay, 55, let's go." In addition, many of Wright's GH castmates wished her a very happy birthday in the comments of her Instagram post, including Finola Hughes, Christina Wagner, and Kelly Thebaud. "Happy, happy birthday," cheered Lisa Locero, before adding, "Should have said it yesterday." Caitlin McMullen wrote, "The best ever. Beautiful in every way. Happy birthday." Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.